This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You've reached another Joy 94.9 podcast.
The hottest event on the LGBTIQ calendar is the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras.
And this week it is Joy.
Thanks to our Joy sponsors, Virgin Australia, who'll fly you there, Airbnb, who'll put you up for your stay, and GoGet, who'll drive you around in style.
Then have the time of your life celebrating the Mardi Gras Parade with a view money can't buy at the Joy 94.9 VIP broadcast.
An unforgettable experience you don't want to miss.
For a chance to win, donate $5 to Joy via joy.org.au.
Enter as many times as you like. There's no limits.
The more times you donate $5, the more chances you have to win.
But do it before Feb 17.
T's and C's apply. See joy.org.au.
The joy of summer.
The joy of Mardi Gras.
Joy 94.9.
No, there's an auction coming up. And they are auctioning original Batman and Superman costumes. Now, before you ask the question, I'll tell you which Batman and which Superman, well, okay? Because that's actually very important to know which ones.
Defining original is quite difficult. Because it's original of different genres and different eras.
They're original costumes.
Yes.
From. Now, we'll start with, which one would you like to be first? Who would you like first, Batman or Superman?
For me, my original Superman would be George Reeves from
let's not go
60s,
silly here, Chris.
60s TV series.
No. Original Superman is Christopher Reeve.
Oh.
I'm saying
it. No,
I'm saying
George
original
Reeves.
And only.
Nah.
Look, the new ones are pretty, but they're not Superman. Look, so they've got one of Christopher Reeve's original, the blue tunic thing that he wore, actually in Superman 1.
Oh, I don't...
If you remember his costume, it was a long-sleeve blue thing with the red undies and red cape.
Oh, was it a blue top?
It's a blue top, yes, with the red S on the front of it.
Then the yellow and red S. Yeah,
But with red undies over the top and a red cape.
Right.
Then this costume does not include said red cape or said red undies, only the blue long sleeve. It looks like a leotard.
Right. And so it's legs and top.
Yeah. Well, no, it looks like a leotard. There are no legs on it.
Oh.
Because...
Oh, yeah, okay. Right.
You know, they... Yeah. No, no, that's a separate piece of costume.
Righto.
So it looks like a long sleeve leotard with a Superman badge on it, but it does have, you know, the little tag inside which says, you know, it was Christopher Reeve's costume and all that sort of stuff.
Well, maybe we should ask Tristan who's the original Batman for you?
George Clooney, I like.
Okay, well, we forget Tristan even spoke then because nobody says that. They've got a full Batman suit from Michael Keaton.
Oh, the first of the movie
The first of the movie redo ones, yes, the dark Batmans. Yeah. But it's actually from Batman Returns, which was the sequel.
Yeah.
Which he was, so the second one.
Yes.
But you get a full costume. Ooh. So, you know, the cape, the little, you know, the pouch, the belt, the cape, the hat, everything.
The cod piece.
Yep. It's all in there.
Excellent. And where can we get these? You know, well, are they available on eBay?
No, they're both at the auction house.
The
auction house at Nate D. Sanders Auctions. Now, how much would you expect to pay for each of these?
Expect to pay?
Well, don't answer. No, how much? All right, Chris, how much for each of them?
For the Superman one, look, I reckon the George Reeves one, the Christopher Reeve
Christopher
one,
Reeve.
Is, sorry, the Christopher Reeve one will probably go for a pretty penny. I reckon...
Please remember it doesn't include cape or undies.
Yeah, I'm reckoning in the tens, probably between 10 and 50K.
Well, that's a fairly broad range, all right. And how much then for Michael Keaton's Batman?
$25
or $1,000?
Maybe $1,000.
Right. Tristan?
I would say probably $20,000 each.
Right. Well, neither of you are really in the ballpark of actually being allowed even in the door, right?
Okay.
Now, as they call it, the muscle tunic for Superman, $40,000 is the starting point.
Oh, well, I was in there.
So, you know, Tristan wasn't even close.
No.
Not even close. And the bat suit will start at $35,000. So a full bat suit from, let's be honest, not a brilliant movie. Batman Returns in 92 is 35 plus, depending on the auction.
Mm.
And just Christopher Reeve's leotard will start at 40 grand.
I'd still pay more than that if it was George Reeves out.
Time for a nice story.
A nice story?
A nice story.
Are you sure?
I know, I'm very sure this is a nice story.
Okay.
Vienna, home, let's say that, home of the waltz, is now celebrating the 20th anniversary of their LGBT waltzes.
I thought they were the, only the home of that, you know, ripple cake, the Viennese cake.
Viennetta.
Viennetta. Yeah, that one.
No, I'm not sure that there's much Viennese in a Viennetta, unfortunately.
Oh, okay, so, all right. So it's actually, they're the home of the waltz.
Yes, are the home of the waltz.
Yep.
Yes, the dance. And it's celebrating the 20th anniversary of the specific LGBT waltzes. Because they have they have a waltz season.
Yeah.
And one of those now is that in the 20th anniversary of the LGBT waltzes.
I'm confused.
You know, it's like a gay dance party.
Yeah.
But for waltzes.
And they've been going for 20 years.
20 years.
Oh, okay.
And this year...
How forward of them.
I know. Well, you know how those Europeans are. It's known as in English, it's the rainbow ball. And now I'm going to try. In German, it is the Regenbogen ball.
I reckon you got that wrong.
I pronounced it exactly as it's written,
would definitely say that you got it wrong.
So you don't think Regenbogen is the way of pronouncing it? It's Regenbogen. Regenbogen.
B-O-G-N. Oh, it'd be bone, I reckon. So it'd be...
if we have any Germanic speakers, if they could let us know how to pronounce...
It'd probably like a Regenbogen, I reckon.
Something a bit fancier than Regenbogen.
Yeah.
Well, anyway...
It's the rainbow ball, is it?
It's the rainbow ball, yes, okay. In English. So, yes, it's coming up. And if you are heading over there for it... They are having a very Conchita theme this year. The theme is We Are Unstoppable.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see? It's a big fundraiser event also for the big gay charity in Vienna. And it's on next week if you would like to get your glittery asses across to Vienna for the event.
So while it's a waltz, is it queered up? Is it a bit... glam and glitz and a bit sparkly.
There's a little bit of sparkling and all that, but you still have, you're not wearing hot pants. You're wearing, you're wearing waltzy type attire.
Tux?
Yeah. But you can glam it up a bit.
Right. Okay.
And there's nothing that says, you know, boys have to wear a tux and girls have to wear a dress.
Right.
You can go, you know.
Oh, well, you did say it was Conchita theme. Maybe that's part of it.
It is. You can do whatever you like, as long as you still look like you're a waltzer.
Okay.
All right.
What does a waltzer look like? But that's a completely other subject.
Poofy dresses and suits.
Poofy.
Poofy dresses.
This has got ridiculous.
So I will give everybody some other news.
Okay.
You know, and funnily enough, the big news previous would have been the inauguration coming up of President-elect and his wig,
in around
Donald
about
Trump.
11 hours.
Yeah, I think it's 3 a.m. Our time that he officially clicks over, because he actually becomes the president at 12 p.m. Washington time, regardless of whether he's done the oath of office or anything.
Right.
But he can only assume the responsibilities once he recites the oath.
Right.
That's how it works.
Okay.
So midday, he's officially the president, and he then gets to use Air Force One and all that, but he can't launch the bombs until he takes the oath of office.
Well, so.
And funnily enough, when they did the inauguration, there's a little man with the football, which is actually the briefcase with all the codes in it.
Mm.
He stands with Barack Obama until Donald Trump takes the oath, and then he steps sideways and stands next to Donald Trump.
Really?
Because he's never far away from the president, the Secret Service man with the briefcase. Yes.
Wow.
It's official. That's how it happens. So you'll see him quietly just step sideways.
You know, I hadn't actually been thinking about it until you said that, and now I've realised how close Donald is to being able to press those buttons.
He's literally a few hours and a few steps.
But how close he's going to be from 12 hours, a few hours
and a few steps. That's it.
Wow.
But involved in all of this is his lovely wife. Now, she, of course, let's be blunt, she did choose to marry Donald, but she didn't choose to marry the president.
No, but, you know, most people would go, well, there's a bonus I wasn't expecting.
No, I've got a feeling she's not that kind of person. I think she was happy just to have the rich, well, let's be honest, rich bastard, not the rich bastard president.
Right.
You know, it's different. But, as
you
know...
Are you giving him the RBP award?
Rich bastard president. With wig.
That's not a wig. That's his
like,
real hair.
It's like, you know, it's like the Malibu Stacey Joel, now with new hat. Donald Trump, now with hair. Anyway, we move across to...
Yes, his
wife. Back to what I was talking about.
See, every
Melania.
Time you, yeah, that's her name. But every time someone says Donald Trump's wife, I can only ever think of the name Adriana. For some reason, I think she's called Adriana. It's
No, he didn't marry Adriana Exenides.
No, I know. But it's the only name.
Are you thinking she looks like Adriana Exenides?
Well, she just looks like a. You'd expect him to marry an Adriana. You know,
pick him
out of the Playboy bunny mansion.
Chris, he's only young. He's got time for another few wives.
Have there been any presidential divorces?
Probably. I don't know.
They don't divorce ever while they're in office, do they?
You know, they just root around. A la Kennedy.
A la Clinton. A la all of them, pretty much.
Yes, well, hopefully Melania's keeping a good eye on him. Mm. Anyway, look, you keep distracting me.
Sorry.
Melania. Who is actually from Slovenia originally.
Yes.
From the town of, now, again, I'm probably mangling this word horribly, but from the town of Sevnica. Sevnica in Slovenia.
Okay.
And the town is quite proud of their most famous expat.
They're going to have a first lady.
Yes, apparently tourism has picked up already in the town. It's a picturesque little, you know, old medieval-y type town. And so the locals are cashing in on it.
Well done to them.
Yes, the local...
Someone needs to be better off for having Trump in other than Trump.
I know. The local cafe, Rondo, have got the... they've decided to have the Trump burger.
The Trump burger.
That's right. It is the president burger is presented with a flourish, of course, on a wooden board surrounded by circular dollar fries and topped with a yellow crust of cheese hair, which looks like it may fly away at any moment. It also comes with hot chilies.
Those Slovenians have a sense of humour.
Yes, I
know. I do like this.
It comes with hot chilies because some of his statements are a bit hot.
Okay.
And they, of course,
a little bit hard to swallow.
Yeah,
yes.
Well, you know. But they also have a Meliana dessert because she's sweet.
Oh.
It's sponge with mascarpone and strawberries.
Oh, okay.
So it's almost a trifle. Hang on.
She is just a little trifle.
So if you're popping over to Sevnica in Slovenia, make sure you go and have yourself a president burger and a Melania dessert.
Sounds good.
Quick fire, true or false? David and Victoria Beckham have Mel C on the payroll, otherwise known as Sporty Spice, in case you're wondering.
True.
True?
False.
Funnily enough, it is true.
Yep.
Oh. That's right. The Beckhams actually hire Pied Posh to perform at their New Year's Eve bash in the Maldives. There you go. So I only paid her for one event, but she was on the payroll.
She was. A Spice Girl paying another Spice Girl.
I know.
Girl.
And they're the two that hang out together because they don't like the other three anymore.
One that could never sing and the one that can sing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
She could dance. She could provide costumes for the event.
Yeah.
Couture costumes. Now it's time for Quote of the Week.
Quote of the Week.
I know, and you never hear me say this, but Quote of the Week is actually going to Vladimir Putin. I know.
No, I've never heard you say that.
I know. But it is, of course, still related in a way
to Trump.
To Trump.
It's all about the Trump.
You know, he's everywhere
He'd be
at
very
the
happy with this show because, you know, he likes it when it's all about him.
Yeah, do you think he'd be happy about it?
Oh, well, you know, any publicity is good publicity.
See,
it got him to be president.
See, funnily enough, that's a theory.
Well, it got him to be president.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it was the publicity that got him there.
What did our old mate Vlad, or should I say Donald's old mate Vlad, have to say for himself?
They're just besties.
Aren't they?
Yes. Now, this follows on from the news from, what was it, last week, that Donald had a bit of a rumpy-pumpy time with some ladies of the night over in Moscow. And there was some video evidence of him, you know,
experimenting with the wilder side of life.
Doing stuff.
Yeah.
Which he, of course, poo-pooed. Not that he did that in the video.
No, that's not what it was about at all.
Oh, that just came out wrong.
You got that completely wrong, Cam. That's another movie altogether.
But Vladimir Putin was having a news conference over in Moscow, of course.
Yes.
And he was scoffing at those, as he said, scoffing at those rumours that they had video footage of Donald Trump.
Americans wouldn't be that adventurous for a start.
Oh, and it'd have ruined Donald's hair, you know. But then he continued on and he decided that he was going to brag about Russia's sex workers.
Oh, that you have to go all the way to Russia to get the good ones.
So in there, he was in the Kremlin. He was throwing shade down at the British dude who actually was the one who said that this was all in existence.
Yeah.
And so Putin said Trump has been surrounded by beauty pageant, you know, queens and winners and losers for years.
Yes.
You know, so he probably doesn't need to pay.
No.
You know?
Probably.
And then...
Though he's pretty rude about the way he asks them out. Usually a bit of a crotch grab.
That's the Trump. So here's quote of the week for Vladdy Poot.
Yeah, go.
I find it hard to believe that he rushed to some hotel to meet girls of loose morals, although ours are undoubtedly the best in the world.
Thank quote you, of the week, Putin. Vladimir Putin.
But first of all, I really have to get something off my chest.
Yes, you do.
I have to Can we talk?
You've got a bone to pick with me, haven't you?
I do. And I'm not happy with you, Christopher.
Well, you know, it's because I got a press release a few weeks ago and it sort of looked interesting, particularly the gay character in it, who hasn't been in it yet.
No.
And, yeah. Look.
What are we talking about, Chris?
Look, I got a press release that said there was a gay man who was 26, tall, lean, fit, looking for a boyfriend.
Yes, and then you decided,
and they're going to do that on TV, and they're going to undress him. And that's what it came to. I said, we should watch this.
And what are we talking about? He wanted to watch Undressed over on the SBS on Monday, I think it was.
Yeah.
Now, in case you haven't noticed, the premise. It's a reality show. But they've also decided to go with the whole Channel 9 thing. They've gone the social experiment, which usually is code for this is just a piece of crap, but we'll dress it up as social experiment. So the social experiment was they put a bed in a studio.
Yes.
A screen in front of it.
Yes.
And the bed,
some voting pads built into the nice bed head on either side. Yeah, that would have been expensive.
Hey, SBS has got money and they spent it.
Mm.
A little bit anyway. And then the whole point is that the two people come in and they strip off and then they do things that the screen tells them to do.
Yes.
And talk and things like that to see if they like each other.
Two strangers introduced to each other. They're instructed what to do on the screen. The first thing usually is undress each other.
No, the first thing is always undress each other. Yes. Even though they then go, oh, I'm so shocked. I didn't know I'd have to do that.
Because the show's called Undressed. Yeah.
And they all wore their nice undies. Nobody was wearing their ugly undies.
Oh, were they nice undies?
Oh, I hope so. Well, nobody had holes in them.
I'm obviously no judge of ladies' underwear, that's for sure.
There were some frilly things and
stuff that was up the cracker.
But apart from their taste in underwear.
Yeah.
So the show. So that was the premise of the show. So you had, on that night, they had four couples.
Yes.
Two and two.
Yeah.
Because it was looked like it was actually made as 2 half-hour episodes, which they slammed together to broadcast for a 1 hour episode.
Right.
And look, Chris made me watch it.
I did.
I wasn't keen. I think there was something on some other channel I would rather have watched. And in the end, I was right. That was officially the kind of show where you look and go, all right, I can kind of get where this is coming from, but it's really boring. It's dull. It's actually stupid. The people were annoying. What else can I say about it?
Seeing normal people with their clothes off.
These were not normal people. They were weird.
No, they were normal people. Like, I mean, normal build. I don't want to see people who are normal. If I'm going to see naked people on my telly, they need to be hot. And they weren't hot.
No. Nor were they interesting.
No.
And I would have said no to dating any of them.
I can look in
the
mirror and see a normal body naked.
Can't we all? So, look, overall, I was... And I was tweeting through the whole thing as well. Because quite frankly, that was way more exciting than the actual show.
Yes, your social media side did get a little heated, it seemed.
Well, I did read through what I could read through. I'm going to put this out to SBS as well. You need a new hashtag. Just using the hashtag undressed.
Oh, yes.
Big mistake.
Yes.
Big, big mistake.
Lots of other stuff came up with that hashtag.
It all just turns into, you know, like Putin said, the loose moral girls. On various websites, okay? Yes. So can we have maybe SBS Undressed or something
yeah,
like that?
Or Undressed.
I don't SBS, care what it is, but yeah. You need a different one to just Undressed, all yeah. right? Anyway, moving on from that. The as far as I could see from the non-porn sites that were on the hashtag, it didn't go down well.
No.
It was not liked for the various reasons of it was boring, it was dull, it was rubbish. It wasn't even good voyeurism because they weren't nice to look at.
Mm.
So it didn't win on any count. It was amazing how many people said, why are my tax dollars paying for this crap?
Yeah. So I hated it.
It
was me who made you watch it.
And what did I say?
And look, I get to choose what's on TV about
never.
Once every 5 years.
And this is why, Chris. Because you got no taste. None.
And look, I'm sorry.
And you should be.
Hashtag.
And you know what? Hashtag. Very sorry. But you know what the even more disturbing thing was? They were broadcasting episode one of season one. So didn't even know if anybody was liking it.
And advertising for recruits for season two.
And to make it, they wanted 90 people. It was horrific.
It's just.
I hated it. All right? Axe it now.
Thank goodness for public broadcasting.
Now, we do have to say a very big happy, happy birthday to the legend. We cannot even doubt this. The legend that is Dolly Parton.
Happy birthday, Dolly.
Now, her birthday is the 19th of January, so her time
is now.
Mm. Our time, it's yesterday.
Yes.
Right? So we got that straight?
Got it.
So Dolly has turned 71.
71.
She's looking bloody good for 71. She has got some... don't worry about that. She has got some damn good surgeons.
She has.
Like, no, really, I mean it. She has got some damn good surgeons. And to celebrate, we're going to have a look at some of the lesser-known facts about Dolly.
We're doing...
Parton,
we're doing,
not Diamond.
We're doing Dolly facts.
I know. Did you know... That, as you know, she was the she's one of the writers of I Will Always Love You and made quite a lot of money out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis and his manager actually tried to muscle her out of the publishing rights to that song.
Say what?
I know. But she was having none of it, quite obviously. Remember Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Yes.
Did you know that Dolly Parton was actually an uncredited executive producer of Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
I didn't know that till now.
It's all through a production company and that, but she was actually one of the executive producers.
So she made a packet.
Yeah.
More.
Hey, let's say, girlfriend knows how to make some dollar.
Yeah.
She's bloody good at it. As you know, her first single was when she was 13.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Dolly Parton entered a Dolly Parton lookalike contest and Dolly Parton did not win said Dolly Parton lookalike contest.
I did know that
Knew that one?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know she's been married now for, 48 years?
Yeah, I know. She's actually not a typical Hollywood type
no.
in this regard.
Well, that's because she's from the South. She's from the South.
She's a Southerner.
Yes, she runs Dollywood and Euro Dollywood. That's in Alabama.
Oh, God.
I throw that in every time we talk about Dolly. Did you know her husband, he runs an asphalt business, so he's in a business for himself.
So
he's not in the music business.
We were talking Dolly facts. There's no such place as Euro Dolly.
There is no Euro Dolly world.
That's a Simpsons quote.
That's yes.
Yeah.
Her husband of 48 years, who runs an asphalt business in Tennessee, has only ever seen Dolly perform live once.
Say what?
Yep. Once.
Why?
I don't know. Apparently,
doesn't like her singing?
It would appear so.
Doesn't like country music?
He sort of goes, oh, love, I'm not a big fan of country and or Western. I like rap. So we do have to say a big happy 71st birthday to Jolly and many, many more to come. You are a legend. All right, moving back across to the US of A. There is so much more Trump news.
The impending inauguration. It's like literally 10 hours away.
I know. Almost time for him to have the nuclear football.
Almost time for him to be doing what he does best. Tweeting
going
crap.
Bankrupt. What?
Well, yeah, that's a possibility for the country and the world.
He's very good at that.
Yes.
But no. But more Trump news that does not actually involve Donald himself.
Mm.
Our favourite kind of Trump news.
Go.
Now, remember Caitlyn Jenner?
Yes.
She was the it and a bit for a while, and then she kind of fell off the face of the earth a little bit when her show got axed.
When they didn't renew her series.
Yes. And I think she may be suffering a little bit from attention deficit disorder.
Right.
And I mean in the case of pay me attention type deficit disorder.
Well, I suspect she was hoping to get as much attention as all the other girls in her family. So, and I'm not saying that in any other way than the fact that the rest of the family gets lots of attention.
Yes. Although, now, Caitlin has got some things coming up. Apparently, her autobiography is coming up later, early this year, April, I think it is. She's going to be following in her stepdaughter Kim's footsteps, I guess you'd say, or ass steps. And she will be doing a nudie cover of Paper Magazine in the US of A to celebrate the launch of her autobiography.
Whoa.
That's right. Caitlin's doing a nudie cover.
This is Caitlin who...
Hopefully not in the kind of same arsey type champagne-y shots that Kim did.
Ooh. That's
But Caitlin may break the internet. Because remember, that was the whole
thing. There are so many questions about that are actually quite inappropriate when you know how to talk about trans issues. So I can't even ask any of these questions.
No, but that's not the point.
I just will have to wait. It's like I'm really, really curious, but at the same time, I shouldn't want to see these. So,
well, you will be.
Wow.
But also, as I said, Caitlin may be suffering a little bit from, you know, attention deficit.
Yeah.
Because people aren't looking at her at the moment. So she tweeted.
Oh.
And she actually tweeted kind of to Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Here's what she said. Republicans need help understanding LGBTQ issues, and I'm here to help. That's right. She is offering her services to the Trumpster.
Look, I don't.
As his advisor on LGBT issues.
I don't think like, and I think I speak for lots of LGBTIQ people that I'm not sure I want. I want Caitlin representing me.
Represent. Well, look, you never know. And apparently she will be attending Trump's inauguration. She was invited, according to all reports. Mainly her question, though, was who is going to go as her date?
Mm.
Because none of her actual family want to go with her because none of them support her on this one. She's the lone Republican in the Jenner Kardashian clan. Oh, except for, of course, Kanye. But yes. We don't count him.
Surely it depends on the day of the week or the hour and how the wind blows as to whether he's Republican or not.
Many things depend on the wind as far as Kanye is concerned.
Yes. Are we done with our Trump news?
No. Oh, there's so much more.
Oh, so there's more in the final hour of the show.
Oh, yeah. Oh. More Trump news to come, people. Do not worry there, including a moth.
So what I've learned is that Caitlyn Jenner is going to pose naked, and that disturbs me. And that she's going to represent our community, holus bolus, to Donald Trump. And that concerns
And can
me.
I throw one more thing out there about Caitlyn Jenner?
Sure.
I want people to have a look at pictures of Caitlyn Jenner and Janice Dickinson. You tell me if they are not both looking like twins.
I don't know where the hell that came from.
Oh, I know. My strange mind. We're going across the other side of the Atlantic.
Going to the Dutch.
Their version of the Dutch. We're going across to the UK.
Go to the UK.
Now,
all right.
You remember back in the olden days, there was a little show called Wife Swap.
Sort of.
Well, you can't. Yeah. It's fairly obvious what it was, even if you don't know what it was.
Yeah. Well, that was the one where like you swapped and like they detailed the difference between one parent looking after the kids and
the
housework
kind of thing.
And it was rather all traumatic and it was another social experiment.
It was one of the first social experiments before they were called social experiments.
Yes.
But Wife Swap hasn't been on in the UK or anywhere else in the world for years now. It ran for 6 years back in the UK from 2003 to about 2009, approximately.
Okay.
But it was huge. But it's coming back for a one-off special in the UK. They're going to do a Brexit special.
What, they're going to do a country swap?
No. Although that could be interesting. Germany and Britain swap wives.
Or swap governments for a week or something. Imagine if Angela Merkel was running England for a week.
Look, it'd be fine. Just in the old ways of the Fawlty Towers. Don't mention the war. Now, so it's a Brexit special. So they're actually swapping, you know, as you'd expect, the wives and the husbands of people who voted yes and people who voted no.
Oh.
In the Brexit
referendum.
I would
think that there would be regular families in England where that occurred anyway.
Yes. And in this case, they're going to do a wife swap of it.
Oh.
But then it brought back sort of, you know, if they're doing a wife swap for the Brexit, you know, I can think of some more fireworksy, interesting type social experiment wife swaps that we could do.
Here in fact, or in the UK?
No, funnily enough, I was thinking the US.
All right.
Now, I was thinking a presidential wife swap might be a bloody awesome idea. And you know where I'm going?
Hang on, where are you going?
I reckon they should do a wife swap with, say, the 43rd President of the United States and the almost 45th President of the United States. Now that would be worth watching.
Bush?
Do you want me to say?
You mean?
No. Clinton and Trump. So Bill and Melania whip off to Vegas for a bit of fun time.
He'd be happy with that deal.
I know. And Trump gets Hillary. Now tell me that would not be the most awesome show you have ever seen in your life.
If you tweet Trump that idea, he'll probably do it because it'll make great television.
I know. It would be brilliant.
He'll probably sign the rights up and make it happen.
He'll pass a congressional amendment thing and make it constitutional.
For a minute you were going to go straight with the 44th and the 45th president.
No. Barack's off holidaying.
And it would be very, very unfortunate to
oh, you wouldn't do that to poor Michelle.
Inflict Michelle with Donald.
They're holidaying with the gays in Palm Springs.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that where they're going?
Yes.
I thought it was secret.
No.
Oh.
We now know where they're going. They're holidaying with a gay couple in Palm Springs.
Oh, how 21st century of the Obamas.
They've been there five times over the last few years.
I love them. Why can't they still be president?
It's the law. But anyway, that's my idea. Wife swap,
but you want wife swap.
Wife swap presidency. If you've got any better ideas, send it through. 0427 JOY 949.
Email on air at joy.org.au.
Or phone Robbie Rockstar 1300 JOY 949. What about...
Oh, hang on. Tristan's got one.
This could be very wrong. Wife swap prime ministers.
Well, hang on. But which prime ministers?
Australian, English or New Zealand?
Because nobody cares about ours.
All of them.
Mm. No. You can't turn it into wife swap orgy. All right? No. You've got to pick just two.
Here's a better idea. Why don't we get all of our politicians...
shoot them into the sun?
I was just going to say, send them into the desert and see if they find their way home.
Had a few messages in about Trump's inauguration and the performers who are going to be there.
Mm.
Yes. Now, if you were listening on Thursday, Greta was talking about it. So she was... big on all the events. She knew the Rockettes were going to be there.
Yeah.
The Mormon Tabernacle Choir was going to be there.
Amazing.
I know.
They're here. They're massive.
Well, and let's be honest, you know, it's as good as it's going to get for Trump, isn't it? Now, the girl who's actually singing, she was from America's Got Talent.
Runner-up.
A few years ago. Yeah. Runner-up about 10 years ago or whatever. Now, she's the one that's actually got a transgender sister.
Yes.
And they don't see eye to eye, of course, funnily enough, on Trump, but they've come to a detente.
Right.
Where
this is the performer and her transgender sister.
Yes. Yeah. And the performing sister is going to do it. Fine. And the other sister has accepted that her sister's going to do it.
Jackie Evancho.
That's it. Yes. I'd never heard of her before this.
Her sister's name is Juliet.
There you go.
Thank you to the listener.
But they have actually come to a detente on it, agree to disagree, but still love each other.
Right. Well, Simple. That's nice.
See? That's fine. Excellent. So there's no family hatred there because one of them's doing the singing for this. So no troubles for that. But some of the other big events, big acts,
they're
going to be there.
Yeah. You're almost acting impressed.
I know. I am. They got Three Doors Down. I know. Three Doors Down. Where's that cricket sound, please, Chris? Nope. Wrong one. That one. Now, as I read in the paper yesterday, Three Doors Down, the only band that can make Nickelback sound good.
Jesus Christ.
I know. He won't be there. Sorry, Chris. So they're going to be there. And the cops in Washington have said they were anticipating some trouble. And they have already said that they will not be policing certain other things during the inauguration. Things they will not be policing. They will not be policing people selling illegal T-shirts celebrating Donald Trump's inauguration.
Right. Things that aren't so kind.
Well, whatever. Either way.
Right.
Normally, they really crack down hard on illegal salespeople on the sides of the street and that.
Yep.
They've said, no, we're too busy for that.
Oh, they're going to let them happen.
They're going to let it happen.
Free enterprise.
Yes.
I knew that's what Trump
Land
was about.
Land of the free.
Yes.
He said he'd make money for people and they're
American
showing.
Dream coming back to life.
And they've also said they're not going to bother with pot smokers on the street.
American dream back to life.
American sleep. So if you're in Washington, D.C., it is okay to sell T-shirts making money out of Trump.
Spend
and
that money
weed.
On pot.
So,
there you go.
There you go. But please, otherwise, no illegalities. Thank you. This is going out to all those Trump supporters who are single. Yes, there is now a website for you.
Really?
Yes. TrumpSingles.com.
Trump Singles looking for like-minded singles. Oh, God.
TrumpSingles.com is up and running, and it is for Donald Trump supporters who are looking for like-minded souls to form a more perfect union together.
Oh, lovely.
Because
that's what
Donald.
We want, Trump supporters breeding.
I know, making more Trump supporters. Now, please note, this site is only for heterosexuals, possibly only for white people as well.
Oh.
It's not for Mexicans.
No?
No. Nor illegal immigrants.
Some Mexicans
and not for homosexuals.
Trump.
Only the ones who work for him. And he was checking, so, you know, you didn't vote for me.
Back over the fence again.
Yes, once I built it. So it's up and running, so you can go down there and log on to TrumpSingles.com.
Oh, dear.
To organise your date with some other, you know, desperate and lonely person who likes Donald Trump. You can
They're not that lonely. There's a lot of them.
Well, they've got 20,000 members already.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Started off at a bargain rate of $5 a month. It's gone up to $20 a month because demand has been so high.
Oh, my God.
I know. And you
my
can
head
set
hurts.
Up, you can set up a nice date with your, you know, prospective new hater person. And you can go off and maybe go, you know, you can maybe go off to a Ku Klux Klan meeting as a first date. Or maybe, or pop down to the shooting range and exercise your constitutional right to have a handgun. And, you know, lovely first date things that all Trump supporters would do. Possibly go down and build some walls.
Why have you made me think about these things today?
Please note, you will not get a woman that looks like Melania, but you will probably find plenty of blokes that look like Donald. More Trump news. Again, has nothing actually to do particularly with Donald Trump himself.
Right on. Quick.
Now, scientists have discovered a new type of moth.
A moth.
A tiny, tiny little moth.
A moth.
And they've decided to
is
honour...
Is it a moth?
Is that a moth? Or a tiny shoe? The newly discovered moth, and the scientists have decided to honour the incoming president, Donald Trump, by naming this moth after him. Now you're saying, why would they think of that? Well, the moth has golden hair, just like Trump has a golden rug. Sorry. Head of hair. So the moth actually kind of looks a bit like Donald Trump. But then they actually found it, well, one other thing it has. Apparently it has very small genitals.
Just like that statue in Central Park a few months ago.
So it has lovely golden hair and a very small penis. So they decided to name it after Donald Trump.
Excellent.
So it is now known as the Neopalpa Donald Trumpy. Or... the little penis moth.
Jesus Christ.
And unfortunately as well, it does live in Mexico. So we're not sure if the Donald Trumpy, or little penis moth, will be able to still commute between Mexico and California once the wall is built.
I reckon you made at least half of that story up.
Sadly enough, no, I didn't.
Even the little penis?
No.
Oh, my God.
It's got a little tiny penis.
You're on Joy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.